Open a text document, type a few random letters, heck, go crazy and type about 256. What you have in front of you is probably unique. Congratulations, you've created a digital asset. Now you just need to find some fool to buy it. Staring you in the face is essentially the equivalent of an entry in the blockchain. It's just text and numbers, nothing else. Obviously, the generation process is more complex than that, but the fact is that that is all a crypto token really is, an entry or a record in a ledger or a database that is kept up to date and verified by thousands of computers. Crypto and blockchain ledgers must be the only network in the world that actually becomes more inefficient the more nodes or computers you add to it. It's an absurdly inefficient payment system. I fully understand the concept of Bitcoin and how it works, how it's generated, and how it uses calculations and guesses to verify and add new transactions to the ledger. Understanding the way it works still leaves me baffled at how many people fall for this glorified open Ponzi scheme. At its root, a crypto token is just a bunch of text, and people think it has value somehow. It becomes even more bizarre when you consider the apparent insanity, the mob mentality of crypto and blockchain proponents. Or as I prefer to refer to them, cultists. Why do I say this? Well, they are highly dogmatic, defensive in their faith of this failed system. It's obviously a broken system, yet they keep blindly putting their faith and their hard-earned cash into it. They point to visionaries like Elon Musk, who supports crypto, aka Dogecoin in particular, and he's invested $1 billion, which is worth a fraction of that, in Bitcoin already. Just because a person is successful in one field or particular thing doesn't make him an expert in all. Musk just happens to be very good at making money. But he also has some failed things. You just need to look at his absurd hyperlink system, that tube with the vacuum. It'll never work. Isaac Newton was a great physicist, but he believed in the occult and astrology. Completely erratic for a physicist. Crypto is mostly a fraud. Wealthy people and influencers have found an easy way to make money off of fools. Joe Public. We just need to look at the late John McAfee, who made billions after being paid to promote crypto to his followers on Twitter. Allegedly, he would buy tokens, then promote these to his followers, push up the price, and cash in. The US government got wind of this, and the feds indicted him for it. Never in the history has a sucker born every minute been a more apt description of a person getting involved in cryptocurrency. Yes, people have made money from it, but like horse racing, you only hear of the winners, not the 100 or so in this case. Thousandfold more losers. It's all speculation. It's gambling. It's a fugazi. A Bitcoin transaction can take hours, depending on how much you pay for the transaction in mining fees. Buying Bitcoin or crypto is relatively easy, but purchasing something with it can be a painstaking, laborious process. Bitcoin advocates have had to find ways to actually streamline the process by installing special ATMs at the shops that they want people to use Bitcoin. The irony of all this is that Bitcoin is an attempt at a solution for a problem that never existed, that doesn't exist. We already have fast payment systems. A Visa, MasterCard transaction takes microseconds. That alone makes you wonder why people keep using crypto. The crypto crowd or cultists are constantly trying to fix their payment system. It's like watching a car attempting to accelerate when it's jacked off the ground and the wheels are spinning, and they expect it to move forward. We already have good payment systems in place, centralized, regulated, accountable, and trustworthy. That's what our existing currencies and payment systems have at their base. Bitcoin and crypto are non-regulated, decentralized, anonymous, vulnerable systems, and they're basically crypto tokens and mindless speculation and an endorsement of criminal activity. What I can't comprehend is how with these crypto tokens, these open-ended Ponzi schemes, how they can keep attracting so many gambling fools. Although the crypto tokens are often represented as coins, they are most clearly not. They are tokens. Their value is only realized when they are actually exchanged for cash. Crypto is not backed by a product. It doesn't produce anything. It doesn't employ anybody. The crypto mining process produces nothing except expend huge amounts of electricity. It does not produce anything worthwhile except an entry in a ledger. It hires no people except those that create the computer hardware, the air conditioners that also contribute to the massive chip shortage the world is experiencing. And let's get into the consuming more electricity than Google, which is actually over 7 times more than Google does. It consumes more energy than Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter combined. It uses 0.5% of the world's entire energy usage, with over 127 terawatt hours. One single transaction added to the ledger consumes more energy than powering a home for a few months, and that's just Bitcoin. Bitcoin cultists will go on about how secure the blockchain is. What's the point of a secure vault when the tellers can be so easily compromised and hacked? In spite of the ledger itself being secure, providing one entry can't gain more than 51% control of the network and reverse and modify transactions at its will. And this happened on numerous smaller crypto tokens already. This financial ecosystem is several times more vulnerable to hacks than any other modern currency because the endpoints are not regulated. If interest in any blockchain network wanes too much and a bunch of computers can control more than 51% of the processing power of the network, they can make the transactions as they please, obliterating the entire integrity of the network. The exchanges have proven to be hopelessly vulnerable. If someone can hack the place where the currency goes in and out, the exchange, they can steal your tokens, empty your wallet. If the exchanges decide to prevent you from withdrawing your tokens, there's nothing you can do. If the banks decide not to deal with the exchanges, your tokens will be trapped and worthless. They'll basically be bitcoins, bitcoins with no value. A crypto exchange is like a teller in a casino. If the casino decides not to cash out your tokens, they're worthless. Basically got plastic, worthless plastic. Many exchanges, many billions of dollars have already been stolen in the past few years, and many so-called coins have gone to zero. BitConnect is one particular scheme that people lost thousands of dollars, millions, billions of dollars, and then there was Luna that went to zero, and many, many others. There's no accountability. Police cyber resources are strained, and the odds of you getting your tokens back if someone manages to empty your wallet is pretty much slim to non-existent. When there is a massive sell-off, the supposed fast transaction speed of the Bitcoin plummets, and punters can wait over 72 hours for the exchanges to release their tokens. Or worse still, as what's happened is they just don't allow you to withdraw your money or your tokens. Crypto and Bitcoin are a bubble. They're all bubbles. Every single one of these crypto coins. Speculative bubbles. They rely on FOMO, the fear of missing out, or in other words, the greater fool theory. The value of your particular currency or your particular crypto token is determined by the person who will pay you more for it, the next fool. Crypto is inherently designed for criminal activity by its very anonymous nature. The damage this scheme, this product, has done to businesses worldwide is incalculable. Crypto has contributed to a massive increase in ransomware attacks on businesses, particularly small businesses, as they allow hackers to extort ransom from their victims easier than traditional risky cash drop-offs, which can be intercepted by police. Blockchain is grossly inefficient for financial transactions. After failing as a payment system, its original purpose, it is now touted as a store of value, a digital asset class. What it actually is a digital collectible. It's not an asset. It is no store of value. It shoots up and down more erratically than any stock market in the history of the world. The crypto cultists keep having to reinvent its purpose to find new ways to keep the Ponzi scheme going. NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, is the newest thing, selling pictures as digital art collectibles. And it's made some people millions, but now has predictably tapered off quite a bit. The bubble will eventually burst on all these blockchain financial schemes, Ponzi schemes, but it's going to take a long, long time as there are many, many fools out there. Currently takes about 10 minutes for one Bitcoin transaction to be processed, and the blockchain itself can only process about 4.6 transactions every second. That's worldwide. On the other hand, a Visa payment takes mere seconds and the network can process over 1,700 transactions per second, with some systems capable of 50,000 transactions per second. The only thing that gives crypto or Bitcoin value is cash. Its value is represented in the cash that someone is prepared to pay for it, or the next fool. The value of cash? Bitcoin cultists will tell you it's based on nothing. It's not. It's backed by the ability of the government to honor the currency based on the performance of that country's economy. It's based on the relationship between the supply and demand of the currency and the confidence in the issuing country's economy. Bitcoin does not have this. Cash is backed by guarantees. It's also relatively stable in spite of the stock market crashes we've experienced. When it does jump up and down and lose value against other currencies, there's usually a good reason. Bitcoin is backed by nothing, except how much the next fool will pay for it in cash.